weekly program, thanks to those from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, aimed at increasing West Michigan's capacity to influence public narrative affecting children and families of color. So again, awesome opportunity to do that on a weekly basis. Be speaking very shortly with Alice Jasper and Steve Chappell. And here they are in studio. We talk with Alice Jasper, Associate Program Director with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. Alice, good that you are here.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Steve Chappell, we did the introduction. Glad you are here, our grant writer, steering this weekly opportunity to discuss. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to Alice and all of our listeners.
Great. And Mariano Avila in the house as well. Good morning, Mariano. Good to see you. Steve.
Well, we are pleased to be here each and every Friday for this inclusion segment, putting the spotlight on those organizations we are partnering with that are doing outstanding equity work in Grand Rapids and throughout West Michigan. And toward that end, we are very pleased to have announced last week that WGVU is a recipient of a new grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, putting the spotlight on people of color, families of color, and also trying to provide opportunities for individuals in the community to be trained in a variety of issues and to provide platforms so we can begin to shape the narrative of issues that impact primarily people of color.
Mariano?
And so I guess to that end, we're very happy that we are partnering with Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance and several of their programs, which is why we're happy to have Alice here with us today.
Awesome. Alice, your 101s, please, again, of your alliance.
Sure. So the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance has been around for over 22 years now. We host a variety of programs that work to dismantle barriers to racial equity.
Awesome. Get right into the upcoming event, Calling All Colors, where you bring some pretty cool kids together, it looks like. Alice, take it away.
Sure. So Calling All Colors has been around for most of LEDA's existence, LEDA meaning Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. What this does is we have a fall conference where we bring in, the first day is middle schoolers. They come in. We have about 12 different schools that they're sourced from, about 10 to 15 students from each school. And then the next day we have a high school conference, and each day we feature a keynote speaker where they talk about different barriers and challenges to racial equity. After that, the students leave, and then throughout the school year, we create a curriculum for them to learn at their school throughout that time period and kind of dig a little bit deeper into some of these issues. And then for the spring conference, they come back and present what they've learned. So it's really exciting.
Alice, what kind of feedback do you get from participants?
Sure. So we have a lot, the liaisons that work with the students have seen a lot of investment and engagement from students. We've had students who are in the program who've brought in keynote speakers and worked to have them. We had Calvin Terrell come in this past year for in Grand Haven. We actually are starting to get volunteers to work for the Calling All Colors program during each conference who have completed the program as students. So we're starting to see alumni from the Calling All Colors programs, which is really exciting.
And I think that is one of the key elements of what we're trying to do with our work in partnership with LEDA and others, to try to empower particularly children of color and families of color in understanding the situations that we're in being able to talk about them, and being able to figure out some of the ways that folks have dealt with it. And so programs like Calling All Colors are really exciting to us to see our partners do, and to, you know, be able to support any work that they do around that. And that's not the only program that you guys have going on. We also have a summit coming up that you guys are putting on.
We sure do. Our summit is May 15th. That is a conference that we put on each year. We bring in usually between 600 and 700 people and a number of nationally recognized speakers to come and talk about different issues, whether it be business, policy, and government, education. Our keynote speaker this year is going to be Dr. Joy DeGruy, and we're very excited to have her come in.
And tell me more about Edward Young for the upcoming conference here.
For Calling All Colors?
Yeah.
Sure. So Edward Young has basically traveled around the world. I started kind of in a rougher spot in his life and was able to start traveling and create a blog and social media platform to really engage people, and particularly young people and children, around cultural intelligence and sort of the impact that being in multicultural experiences and dynamics can bring and kind of enhance somebody's life. So
cool. And it's purposeful to target kids in middle school and high school. This is our future.
Absolutely. Yep.
Steve.
Well, for those listeners that are wondering why public media, why is WGVU public media, PBS and NPR involved in this, it's really the perfect coming together of our mission with the missions of other organizations. As our listeners know, we're a service organization, a nonprofit. Our charge, our mission, our love, if you will, is to be that convener so that we can truly represent who lives in our community. And that means everybody and all of their interests and needs. So a project like this is perfect, because inclusion and equity is at the heart of what WGVU is meant to do. And we always gravitate toward partnerships with organizations like LEADA, so we can leverage resources. And as Mariana brought out, one of the key elements and objectives of this particular grant is to build capacity and strength and empower those in the community so they can be voices of those interests that affect their lives.
One of the, I guess, more practical ways of talking about this is when we talk about certain communities like the Hispanic community, we tend to focus most of our conversation around immigration or, you know, cultural things like Cinco de Mayo. When we talk about a Black community, we tend to talk about police relations or entertainment. I mean, there are like these themes that we as media tend to just like drop communities, entire communities, into these buckets that, like, well, that's really what we talk about when we talk about this community. What we're trying to do is make sure that that is not always the narrative, because we're talking about communities that have a wealth of experiences that do not get portrayed generally. And so we're trying to make sure that folks within our own community who are already high impact, like Alice, get to tell their own story with whatever nuances she wants to tell it, and focus on whatever it is that she wants to say, instead of us saying, oh, this is the one or two buckets that we've allotted for you or folks that we think are like you. That, I think, is a more honest way for public media to tell stories about our own communities, to make sure that we really do capture all that nuance.
Alice?
Sure. So I think Mariano touched on, and Steve touched on, the importance of building capacity, and that's why I'm really excited about this project. I'm very excited about Calling All Colors because it does do that. It helps to give people the tools and resources to really have an influence and to make the change that they want to see, make sure that they have a voice moving forward.
Alice, where can our listeners go to learn more about both Calling All Colors and the summit? And can they register? What's required to do that?
Sure. So if you just want to go to our website at ethnicdiversityalliance.org, you can register there for Calling All Colors, or to be a volunteer, rather, for Calling All Colors. We're still looking for volunteers for that, to help do some of the brief dialogue sessions that we have with students, where there's the opportunity for students to engage with other students from different schools. So that's a really great time to be working with them. And then we're also looking for volunteers for Summit as well. And we are still have registration open. So if you want to check us out on our website, hopefully you'll see some good stuff. And we'd love for you to come volunteer or join us in either conference.
What may attendees expect to find when they register and attend Summit?
For Summit, sure. So we've got some really, like I said, some really great speakers. A lot of information on promoting understanding the challenges for diversity and inclusion and equity in different sectors, including health and education, government and policy, in the business sector. So those will be addressed in our breakout sessions to really understand the barriers that are there and to walk away with some resources to start addressing some of the issues that we see with equity.
Final words from you, Mariano?
We're very excited to be able to, you know, promote things like this, events like this, that really do build capacity even at early stages of development for our community members, so middle school and high school. That's a fantastic thing with calling all colors. And then Summit, you know, cap it off for adults that want to learn a little bit more about these issues.
Alice Jasper, Associate Program Director with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. One more time, how to find out information about everything we've talked about.
Sure. Please check us out on our website for Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, or you can check us out on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, and we're also on Instagram.
Steve Chappell.
I invite our listeners to go to wgvu.org/mutually inclusive if they've missed any part of this interview, or to listen or to watch any of the programming we've done the past 2 years under the brand of Mutually Inclusive. And I want to get in one more plug for the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance website. It is one of the more outstanding websites I've had the pleasure of reviewing and studying. They have annual reports of their the impact that they've made with all their programming over the past several years. And businesses actually contact the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance to reach out. Schools reach out to them to bring their services into their workplaces and schools to empower and to educate all of their constituencies.
Thank you, Alice, Steve, and Mariano, and enjoy your day.